Cottonwood Creek flows down from the 14,000-foot Collegiate Peaks and through a small historic farm just outside the town of Buena Vista. In this idyllic setting, Seth Roberts opens the doors to a large metal building that connects to an outdoor pen.
This is one of our two laying flocks. There are 260 birds in here.
The chickens are part of Weather Vane Farm, where Roberts and his wife Caitlin produce fresh vegetables, flowers, and eggs for hundreds of local residents through a community-supported agriculture program and farmers' markets. Behind the garden, 10 cows graze quietly in a tree-lined meadow. They're part of the raw milk dairy also located on the site.
Now I'm pouring the milk into the half-gallon mason jars.
Amy McMillan runs the Cottonwood Creek Dairy with her business partner, longtime farmer and dairyman David Lynch. The dairy and the farm have operated at this site for several years. The thing is, though, Lynch, McMillan, and the Roberts don't own the land. They have an informal agreement with the landowner, but nothing that assures them that they can stay there. This dilemma got Lynch thinking.
As we have struggled up here to obtain a long-term lease agreement, I realized this is probably an issue that's much greater than just our situation here with the two farming families and myself who have businesses that are viable farm businesses but do not have guarantee of farmland access.
So last fall, Lynch helped spearhead a new program called LandLink as a part of Guidestone, an organization he founded to support local agriculture. LandLink seeks to match new farmers with landowners, and while a number of states already have similar programs, Lynch sees this as a pilot project for Colorado. He says it's a critical program because often the best agricultural land is also the most desirable land for development, too.
We are at an era in which the agricultural resources of the state of Colorado are disappearing rapidly. So that's why if we have a program like LandLink in place, we have a database, we know who these people are, we know who the prospective farmers are, so we can start making those matches before it's too late, before the landowner says, I have nowhere else to turn, I need to sell this property and get out.
Lynch says LandLink agreements are customized to the specific situation. It could be a long-term lease, a purchase agreement, or some other arrangements that's beneficial to both the landowner and the new farmer. Like the first formal land link they put together earlier this year near Salida. Chaffee County Commissioner Frank Holman still lives and works on the 240-acre ranch that's been in his family for five generations. Through a land link agreement, a young couple is raising chickens, goats, and hogs on his property. Holman says it's working out well. Their animals fit in with his cattle and hay operation, and he enjoys having the couple's children around. Holman says there's still room to do more on the ranch.
I don't have the time with my job and all the other things I'm trying to do on the place to take care of a potato patch or a garden or anything like that.
It's not always easy, though. Amy McMillan and Seth and Caitlin Roberts say they're grateful to the landowner who's letting them use the historic farm in Buena Vista for their businesses. But that land recently entered default, and the future of their tenure there is not clear.
There's so much energy that has to be put into this type of venture with extremely low return, at least at this point, financially. And we're doing it for the love of it and serving our community here and all the good feelings that we get by doing this. And so without knowing that we can continue to put in all this work, with not knowing that we're going to be here next year or not, is, if I really think about it, it's hard to keep going.
Robert says he's not sure what he'll do if they can't stay in their current location.
We're going to have to find some alternate way to access land than merely getting into a mortgage situation and trying to pay it off by selling lettuce.
This is one of the situations that LandLink is working to avoid. Lynch and the other folks at Guidestone have their work cut out for them. They have a group of eager new farmers ready to get started and a handful of landowners who are interested in getting involved. Guidestone's challenge now is to find the funding and resources to keep the LandLink project going. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Central Colorado.